Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A lot of football talk on the show today. Time for a little football talk with Taylor Twellman. He's the lead MLS analyst on Apple TV. And, well, Taylor, it's interesting. You have a kind of unique situation going on Apple TV on Saturday. You get the team you played for in the Revs against your hometown team in St. Louis City SC, I should say. I got to get the name properly. So that's an interesting situation for you to be calling the game.
It is interesting. What's more interesting is you guys aren't asking me for my NFL prediction. So did I call the wrong station or what happened here?
You want him? You got him? Have that.
Oh, no, I
want
to hear what's your NFL
first coach
prediction with first you
coach
two
fired. I went way out on a limb and said the Kansas City Chiefs. Have you ever heard of them? I know they're probably not well liked in St. Louis.
Way off the board.
I have them three-peating. Yeah, I went way off the board. Long
odds. Oh, yeah, that's a real – oh, my goodness, that's a real prediction.
It'll blow your hair back is what it'll do there. Well, Keith took
I went Packers.
Keith took the field.
Get some juice there. To take them and win the
Super
Bowl.
Oh, no, that juice is worth the squeeze a little bit, isn't there, Keith?
Yeah, I think so.
How about that?
So.
Okay.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, it's going to be interesting, boys. The city that raised me, St. Louis City, came into Major League Soccer last year, blew the doors off of it, winning the Western Conference. But more importantly, $250 million stadium downtown right under the arch. And while we're on the topic, I think the Rams leaving St. Louis opened this door for the city of St. Louis to then come into this soccer. Soccer's been a part of that city for over 70 years. It's one of the few cities where it's in the fabric, the heartbeat of the city. And yet, this is the city that made me. You know, I've been in Boston longer than I've been in St. Louis or any city for that matter. And so it's going to be odd. It's going to be weird. And yet it's funny how the older you get, life comes full circle a couple of times. I think Saturday night is going to be one of those moments for me.
Well, it's also amazing when you look at the expansion of the MLS, you know, back when you were playing in it versus now. I mean, what is it, 29 teams we're up to?
Yeah, it's going to be 30 next year with San Diego opening up their season next year.
And so when you look around all the different cities that have teams and are embracing teams, and one issue around here always is soccer-only stadium versus playing in a giant football stadium. I mean, you could probably see directly each week the soccer – you know, specific stadiums and when the fans are packed into there versus having to play in these giant buildings with 70,000 seats and, you know, only half of them maybe are filled.
Yeah, I mean, part of that, though, is debunked with Seattle and Atlanta. I get that. I know exactly what you're talking about. Listen, when you walk into the building and the building is owned and played for that specific sport, it doesn't matter what sport you're playing in. It's the same thing. Ask the Oakland A's fans how they felt going into the Coliseum for the last however many years. It's just different. I totally get that. I also know how hard the Crafts are working behind the scenes to get a stadium downtown. And I've said this for a long time, and I will always be on the record until anyone proves me differently. You put a stadium in downtown Boston, I guarantee you, John Henry, the Red Sox, they're all going to be sweating because immediately the inclusivity of the sport, the diversity of the sport that soccer is around the world, all of those young professionals that are in Boston are immediately leaving Fenway to go to that game. It becomes a top five market in Major League Soccer, and yet we're still, as always, you know, certain things politically in the city take a longer time. But when that stadium is built, and I guarantee you it will be, this becomes a different market very quickly, guys.
Okay, so you say you guarantee it will be. That will change the market here in Boston. Fair. Where's the ideal spot for it? If you're going to build it, where's the spot? We know they've been linked to Everett. They've been linked to various places throughout the city over
the
years.
It's got to be downtown. Jones, it's got to be downtown, my man. And it can't be more than 10 minutes outside of whatever you want to say, from Fenway, from Newberry Street, from Back Bay, however you want to look at. But if I'm flying into Logan, I need to see the stadium. I need to feel that stadium. I need to understand every time I land in Logan, someone's asking, whether it's a general person or a sports person, doesn't matter, what is that? That's how you become part of the vernacular. That's how you become part of the landscape within the city. But it's amazing when you look at the international sport and all the television ratings. Guys, this is how I judge it. Hartford, Providence, Boston, they're always in the top 10. So very quickly, you build that stadium downtown, this thing turns, it's very turnkey, the Revolution become part of everything you guys do daily on this show, and then it becomes a different conversation, but there's still a long way to go, apparently, to get that over the line.
You know, the impact Messi has had on the MLS has been pretty remarkable. I was at the game when he came to Gillette Bragg, when that was like a Patriots playoff game. It was insane. Like, we were on traffic on Route 1 there forever, and it was awesome. And he lived up to the hype. He was great in the game. And I know players, like great international players, have been coming over to the MLS later in their careers for years, but Messi sort is obviously another level, and I'm not saying there's going to be another Messi out there, but has he opened the door up even more for those guys that say, yeah, like, I've been playing a lot in Spain, but like, look what he's doing over there. Like, maybe I'll also join the MLS.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be difficult to compete with the monetary figures that are going on in Saudi Arabia right now, right? We all see the rumors. Vinicius was apparently offered $1 billion a year. So those are always going to happen. But I called that game that you're talking about. I was in that building. I played against David Beckham, and when that turned, David Beckham brought eyeballs that we had never seen. But Messi's the Messiah. Messi is the God for anyone that plays the sport around the world. You go anywhere in the world and you say the word Messi, they know exactly who you're talking about. And so what that changes basically is now every Latin American, South American player sees that. And I think this is where the conversation, people outside of the sport of soccer don't understand what it's done, is instead of going to Mexico, they're now going to the United States to play in MLS and to eventually go to Europe when they're 20, 21, 22. And then Luis Suarez, Jordi Alba, Sergio Busquets, I think eventually Lewandowski, Antoine Griezmann. I think those players are always going to be intrigued to live in the United States, to play in the United States. But the longevity of the league and the, I would say, the strength of the league is actually the 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds that are now going to come to Major League Soccer to go to Europe. Look at Messi's teammate, Diego Gomez. He's going to be sold for roughly 12 to 13 million pounds. That's about 16, 17 million. There's no chance they get him if Messi didn't make that move. Now you're going to get more Diego Gomez's coming to the league, and it just makes it a better league, in my opinion, when you got players a little bit hungrier and a little bit younger.
We also have a World Cup looming here in the United States for 2026. We have a new hire for the national team. How do we feel about that move, Taylor?
It's an interesting one. I will always say this. I don't understand why it took us this long to make a hire like Pochettino, which, by the way, until they announce him, like, for real, I don't believe it. So it's still the fact that we're going 2.5-3 weeks of the rumor, and they haven't announced it. I've heard that they're going to announce it hopefully by Monday, Tuesday next week. But still, you never know. Manchester United may come in and sack him. I don't think they do. In saying that, you've got a player that you've got a coach that played in the World Cup. You've got a coach that immediately comes in with international credibility and a coach that doesn't have any clouded judgment of any of these players. And so, Jones, in some level, it's refreshing. I just ask the question, why not make this hire in January 1st, 2023? Why does it have to take a debacle of Copa America
to
bring him in? Because I think they always wanted Greg Berhalter in there, and until there was real social, I would say, pressure on the team and the debacle of losing to Panama in Copa America, a team that you should not lose to on any occasion. I think that in and of itself brought it, but I just think it's ridiculous. Until there's real pressure on that federation, oftentimes they're just too complacent for me, in my opinion.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is there a chance that they actually make some noise in this? And I know it's tough to project out a couple of years and not knowing what all the rosters are and everything, but I feel like there's been plenty of years where we've been sold a bill of goods and you're like, oh, maybe they'll make that. And then no, they get bounced out early.
No, hold on, though. Sold a bill of goods. At what point have you ever been sold that the U.S. men are going to win the World Cup?
Never the World Cup. No, never.
Sold you that.
Never once.
In and of itself is Tommy Boy and Chris Farley from, I mean, are you kidding me?
Guaranteed, please. I got time.
Maybe
but
a
no.
team that could score some goals every once in a while.
No,
I think we've been sold on that.
There's been talk about, oh, they'll get out of the group stage and they could win a round or something like that. Nobody's ever said they're going to win the whole thing, but they could.
Right, they've gotten out of the group stage of every World Cup that they've qualified
for. There you go. That they've qualified for. They don't qualify for all of them. Like, that's the most embarrassing thing.
They've only
thing
missed
going.
One in the last 20-some-odd years,
that's
though.
Embarrassing. That one's right. Well, this one, they're going
to. I'm not saying. No. You're talking about the guy that made a career out of what are we doing? I get that. But what I'm saying is sold a bill of goods. That's the American mentality. I don't think you're wrong. I just don't think anyone with a half a brain has said, oh, no, the U.S. men are going to win the World Cup. No, that's the American mentality that, you know what, we're the U.S. We should win. The women win. We win everything else. No, that's not how it works. So you're talking to someone that lives and breathes the sport. If they get to the quarterfinal, by all accounts, my man, that is a huge success. Mm-hmm. But does that support the American mentality that us three have on this radio show? Absolutely not. You play to win the game. As Herman Edwards rightfully said,
sure
you play to win the game. And until you do so, I just think selling a big bill of goods is a weird way of saying, like, oh, yeah, like Taylor Twellman years ago said they were going to win the World Cup. Nobody has said that in the world of soccer. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. You play to win the game. Sometimes it's a draw.
That's true. You could draw.
It's a nil-nil draw.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a nil-nil draw.
By the way, you do know if they kept score the way we did in the NFL, you know the final score would be like 3-2, right?
Yeah.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah, you guys would. There'd be a lot of 7-0 games in soccer and 14-7s. I know. I get it.
10 points for a goal. Sure. I like what you're saying.
No, they scored 42 points. No, they didn't.
Let's ramp it up a little bit. I see what you're saying. Yeah. 10 points for a goal. I like this. This would be a good thing. So, by the way,
why not? Let's just change it. Oh, my goodness. The Rebs won 32-3. Amazing game.
It sounds better. I don't disagree with that. This Saturday, by the way, is Concussion Awareness Night for the Revolution, held in partnership with Taylor Twellman and his foundation, Think Taylor. Well, what should we expect in store on Saturday night as it relates to concussion awareness?
I just think it's important that your listeners understand how the Kraft family stood behind me and with me when my career ended abruptly. 28, prime of my career, planning on going to the World Cup in 2010 and all of that, and the thing was over, and I didn't know what to do. And I knew as MVP of Major League Soccer, if I'm not getting the right information and the right awareness around traumatic brain injury in sports, I need to do something, not about for myself, but in a weird way, guys, starting the foundation helped me. And it's all it is education awareness. This is going 10 years plus. We do a game every year where we take a pledge. Everyone in the stadium, everyone in the league, everyone will take a pledge. And it's just about taking ownership of your brain and understanding that if you're more educated and you're more aware of your brain and what a concussion is, you'll make better decisions than I did in 2008. And so I'm just grateful that the Revs helped me keep this going. And I think it was 2 years ago, we had over 6 million kids take the Think Taylor pledge. So it's pretty cool.
Very cool. And I'm curious if you follow, and I'm sure you have, the NFL. It's apparently a controversy. Yeah. With the Guardian caps, the cap that fits over the helmet that at least in theory would reduce the impact and concussions. I'm curious how closely you followed that and your thoughts on it.
Very, very. I mean, the biggest reason why, Jones, is that the cheesehead is worth $750 million to the Green Bay Packers presence, image, whatever word I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? So you've put a Guardian hat over that. That's why there's controversy over this. It's a long way to go around it. Now, do I think the Guardian helmet is going to stop concussions? Guys, if I handed you an egg and you shake the egg as hard as you can, the shell doesn't crack. But do the contents change? Yes, 100%. So you can come up with the best helmet in the world that you want to come up with. It's still not going to completely get rid of concussions, but if it can mitigate them, sure. But that's where a lot of this controversy comes from. Because if you played it like rugby, and I'm not going down this rabbit hole, but I'll just throw it out there, would there be the same kind of tackling that there is in the NFL now? And the answer is 100% no. That's human nature. But the Guardian helmet has definitely raised some eyebrows because some of the players are swearing by it. There's also the thing around your neck called the Q collar. That has shown some real good feedback. But again, no helmet. I just need your listeners to understand I can put a helmet on that's the best helmet of the world. You still can get a concussion. It doesn't mean you're not going to get one.
Okay, he's Taylor Twellman, the lead MLS analyst for Apple TV. Taylor's Foundation, Think Taylor, hosting its annual Concussion Awareness Night on Saturday night at Gillette Stadium. It'll be the Revs and St. Louis City SC. You can watch on Apple TV. Taylor, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Yep, no, I'm not rooting for the Packers or Chiefs just because of this call.
Understood.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds good. He's Taylor Twellman on the call. On Saturday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.